This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. Spokane County voters may see some interesting change among elected county officials in November. There will be a new assessor, a new treasurer, a new district court judge, and there's the possibility of two new county commissioners. We'll hear about both of those races in this program. First, new Commissioner Mary Cuney is running to keep the seat to which she was appointed by Governor Jay Inslee. She's challenged by Rob Chase, the current county treasurer. The two Republicans have competed twice before for public office. In the 2014 primary, Chase defeated Cuney in his re-election bid for treasurer. And then last year, Inslee chose Cuney over Chase for a vacant county commission seat. Because she was appointed, Cuney has to run again this year to keep the seat. In August, she won nearly 58% of the vote, Chase nearly 40%. Since they were the only two candidates running, they're running again in November, this time for keeps. Cuney is a CPA. She's worked for the state auditor's office.
Prior to being chosen, I was actually the chief deputy auditor for Spokane County for 2.5 years and oversaw elections and financial services for Vicki Dalton.
She says that was good training for becoming a county commissioner.
It provided me the opportunity as directing financial services to look and see what was going on around Spokane County and what was happening. Look at it from a financial perspective, but then also meeting all the department heads and building that relationship with the department heads to make sure that I understood what was going on in their departments and how that fed into the financial statements.
Cuney says she was drawn to the public service aspect of the commissioner's position. She has a long record of volunteer work for children's-related organizations, including the Hutton Settlement. During her first year as a commissioner, Cuney said she spent a lot of time learning about land use issues, but she has other priorities as well.
So over the next 2 years, something I've already started that I really want to continue is electronic permitting. Electronic permitting is an opportunity for us to have builders turn in their plans electronically, then it can go into the building and permitting department, and then go seamlessly into the assessor's office to get that on the tax rolls. Currently, that's not happening as efficiently as it should, and so that is a big area that I'm working on to make that happen and make it efficient.
Cuney says she opposed the new state law that requires Spokane County to expand its board of commissioners from 3 members to 5, beginning in 2022.
I feel like the citizens voted it down in 2015, and I can say I was one of those that voted against it in 2015. For the state to then come back and say they know better than our citizens bothers me as a citizen, bothers me as an elected official when I'm trying to reach out to my constituents and do what they want to have happen.
The current system allows voters to pick commission candidates in their district in the primary, but then they vote for commission candidates in all districts in November. The new law specifies voting only by district in both elections.
So I get to vote for all three commissioners. In this scenario, I will only get to vote for one commissioner who's then potentially raising my taxes, making land use issues, making lots of other decisions that affect my daily life, but I can only talk to one commissioner.
Cuney says the new system encourages representatives who look out only for the citizens of their own district, and it doesn't allow for commissioners who are elected to represent the whole county. Mary Cuney's opponent is County Treasurer Rob Chase. Why does he want to become commissioner?
If you recall, Maslow's needs hierarchy scale is kind of a self-fulfillment thing. I didn't know what kind of treasurer I would be, but my spokesperson called a couple weeks after the election and said, sorry we haven't gotten to you, but what's your goal? I said, I guess I just want to be remembered as a good treasurer. And I think I fulfilled that goal.
One thing Chase is particularly proud of is working with local legislators to change a state law that allows county treasurers to accept partial tax payments any time of the year.
By state law, you could pay twice a year. You know, you pay April 30th, which, of course, most people did. But then the law was so old, you paid October 31st after your crops had come in, when there's still a rural flavor to most of Washington. I had a lot of people come to my office and say, gosh, I'm behind. I had a brain tumor, or my wife always handed the books, but she's has Alzheimer's. So can I just start making little payments and get caught up? And I'd have to say, no, I'm sorry. State law says you have to do the entire amount.
He says he enlisted some of those people to help him during his 3-year campaign to change the law. Rob Chase's political views sometimes run to the libertarian minimal government model. He was a supporter of Ron Paul, the former Libertarian Party candidate for president.
I still have those precepts, but I now I've kind of moderated. If you really need something like electricity or water, I think there has to be a public solution, like a utility to that. If you, for instance, we need schools, you have to have public schools. Now, I'm all open to homeschoolers and private schools competing with that, because I think that makes public schools themselves be better through competition. I believe in, you know, the competition strategy of libertarianism. But libertarianism really shouldn't be a political party. It's more of a philosophy, and you get into it, nobody's pure enough. You know, we'll sit down, have meetings, and pretty soon we're arguing about the Civil War.
With that in mind, Chase says he's not looking to dismantle the social safety net.
We have to help the helpless. You know, that's something I want to look at before, you know, the community services and how many people really need that kind of help, and talk to the people that are in there. They see a darker side of life than I do. So I'm sympathetic to them, and there should be a safety net, you know.
Rob Chase and Mary Cuny are the two Republicans running for Spokane County Commissioner. Next, we look at the candidates in the other Spokane County Commission race.